Megillah Nigres, be it Aleph, be it Beit, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tesvov. Loi Pachas, v'loi Yosef. State in Svarim that Yud Aleph, Yud Beit, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvov adds up to 65. That's the Shem Adnus. The Shem Aleph Dalet adds up to 65. Loi Pachas, v'loi Yosef. Not on Yud Adar, and not on Tezayin Adar. Right? The Gemara says, V'lo Yavar Ksid, not on Tezayin. Yud and Tezayin is 26, is Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is the Shem Agula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself by from Goli. And the Shem of Adnus is when it's hidden. Be'emes al Pikabola, you write both names together. You write Yud, and then Aleph, and then Ahay, and then Dalet. The Shem Adnus is hidden inside the Shem Yud Kevavke. The inyan of Megillas Esther is the inyan of being Megale, what's Nista. Esther min atayra minayim. Vanoichi haster aster. You Megale the Hester. Megillas Esther is on Yud-Aleph, Yud-Beis, Yud-Gimel, Yud-Aleph, Tesvav. Megillas Esther is mitoich the Hester. And mitoich the Hester, you come out and you Megale taka, what's inside. And you're supposed to be Megale the Panemius. And that's why there's an inyan of Ad Delo Yoda. The inyan of Ad Delo Yoda is when a person richtig comes to the Madreig of Ad Delo Yoda, and then Aval Piken comes to the right conclusion, not to the wrong conclusion, of Baruch Mordechai V'Orer Haman. So then he reached the Madreig of in his Pnimius to Taka Bimakir the Emes. The Sfasemes writes, it says in the Pasuk, La Yehudim, Hoysa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sosa, and V'Yikar, Oira Zu Toira, Simcha Zu Yontif, Sosa Zu Mila, Yikar Zu Tfilin. Derech Agav Mikan Raya, that you wear Tfilin on Cholomoid, because like we know that the Sholish Yomim of the Tainis of Esther was on Pesach, and then right afterwards the big nes of Purim happened on Tes Zayin Nissen. There's an Indian to have a Sudataka on Tes Zayin Nissen to commemorate the nes of Purim, and it says Tefillin. Vayistah says that it was Tefillin. But Al Kaponim Frektis Vasemes, why doesn't it say Beferish La Yehudim Hoysa Toira V'Yontif V'Mila V'Tefillin? Zokter Toira Haben Zegahat Mila Haben Zegahat. But is it gefelt in the Pnimius, the Oira was licked in Torah. The Sasai was licked in Mila. That's what was Nisgala. The Hadar Kiblua, the Kimu V'Kiblu, Me'ava, that Kimu V'Kiblu was Nisgala in the Pnimius. That's why it was Nischadish La Yehudim Oysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasai V'Kar. That's Megillas Esther. And that's why Ken Zayin, Purim lasts forever. Hakol Osid Lizbatel, except for Purim, Tishuasam Hayisa Lonetzach. Purim Blight of Abig. When you get to that Richtige, Nakuda of Pnimius, then it's forever. Purim is forever. But Purim is also now. In Chanukah we say, Ravta es Rivam. Danta es Dinam. Loshen Ovar. On Purim we say, Harov es Rivenu. Hadon es dinenu. The same as Prax. Ravta es rivam. On Purim it's Rav es rivenu. Agansior Purim. Haint is Purim. What we take out of Purim, we take out that Nakuda, that Keseder. We have the Hakara of Enoid Muvada. And the emes is, the Nes of Purim is a Nes of Teva. It's an ace of Teva. That's the chilik between Purim and Pesach. Al redden of them. Purim is taka the ace of Teva. It says that Mordechai was learning with the children, with the Tinoikis of Beis Rabban, Hilchis Kmitzas Ha'oimer. Why was he learning Davka Hilchis Kmitzas Ha'oimer? Is the emesis, it was in Yonah de Yoyma. It was Tez Zayin Nisan. It was after 3 days of fasting. And it was Tez Zayin Nisan, and that's why they were learning Hilchos Kmitas Ha'omer. We spoke under a time, how did they react to the mitzvah of matzah? Actually, we won't go into it now, it's a ganze topic. They taka fasted for 3 days, they weren't in the kind of mitzvah of matzah that year. Upon him, he was learning Kmitas Ha'omer. There was in Yonah the Yoma. But Ken Zayin, there's more of a tifka here. Kmitas Ha'omer, Bemis, we bring it the carbon Omer the day after Pesach. The first day of Pesach is symbolizing Nes Megula, Nes Nigla, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The day afterwards, we shtelavek Kmitas Ha'omer, Teva, wheat. The world runs. We have fields. We have plants. We have to grow it. Chitin, Kemach. I mean, Kemach ain't Torah. But Taka, the world runs, there's a Teva. Purim has to do with Kmitas Ha'omer. Purim is not the Pesach Dikasot Nes. Purim is the Kmitas Ha'omer Dikasot Nes. And that's why Davki was learning Kmitas Ha'omer. The Gemara asks in Megillah, on Daf Yedalid, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives a few terutzim. Akati Abda Achishver Shanan. Loi Omrim Hallel al Neis Shebachutz Loretz. But one of the terutzim, Rav Nachman Omer Kriyosa Zu Halilo. Kriyosa Zu Halilo. We do say Hallel on Purim. The Kriyas Megillah is Hallel. That's why he's up to Gemara. That's why we don't say Hallel. They say first it says different terutzim why we don't say Hallel, and then it says the Teretz, the Kriya is Hallel. How literal should this be taken? It's a shaila in the Poiskim. The Meiri over here in Megillah writes, big chiddush, it's brought down in the Berakhi Yosef and other Poiskim talk about it, that if a person doesn't have a Megillah, he should take and say Hallel. Doesn't have a Megillah, says there. Chotch is to say Hallel. There's a din of Hallel. He should chotch say Hallel. Most of the Paiskim say Avada not. The Hallel that you have on Purim is Mikra Megillah Hallel. It's not the regular Hallel. The Meiri said it's Bam is the regular Hallel. If you don't have a Megillah, the backup is the regular Hallel. Bam is, I think, the Chasam Sofer has a Kasha. If Megillah, if Mikra Megillah is Hallel, how come you don't have to stand by Mikra Megillah? By Hallel is a din of Amido. There's a din Lamoid by Amiris Hallel. By Mikra Megillah is Bein Omid Bein Meyushiv. Why? Als the Hallel aspect, you should have to stand. As I fragte Chasam Sofer, I had another Shaila once. There's a din that Megillah has to be laid in the right order. You have to lay it in the right order. From Perek Aleph through Perek Yud. And the Gemara learns it out from a Pusik. Gemara says, what's the Makar that Megillah has to be laid in the right order? Learn it from a Pusik. Kechsovam. Kizmanim. Mazmanim umafrei aloi, just like the Zmanim, Yudalim comes before Tesvav, also Hallel has to be in the right order. But right afterward, the Gemara says, how do you know Hallel has to be said in the right order? And the Gemara learned that a pasuk, that Hallel also can't be said limafreya. Mi mizrach Hashemesh ad mevoyoy, Hallel has to be said ala seder. Abach gahata shayla, why do you need a special makar? That Megillah has to be said ala seder. From kichsovam v'chizmanim, Mazmanam l'mafreya, af kesovam l'mafreya loy. Typically, I was the Hallel din. I see the Chasam Sofer asked such a question. He asked there should be a din of Midah. He took it literal. There's a din of Hallel. What's with l'mafreya? Amol I was trachting by the Aseres B'nei Homon, als the Hallel dik a din of l'mafreya, you could say the V'eses in the wrong order. You're saying the 10 sons of Homon, and you're also saying all the V'es. You don't have to keep track of which ve'es. Als the Hallel dikkel mafreya. It's the same ve'es. But als the Megillah dikkel mafreya, the ve'eses also have to be in the right order. You have to lean the Megillah dikkel seder. Als the Hallel dikkel din, the ve'eses wouldn't have to be in order. No. Fa'an av demasach turutzen. Ob it is a deher, Rav Hutner writes, I saw Rav David Kohn. In Yemei HaPurim he writes, that it's not v'chinom that the Hallel of Purim is not Megillah. The Hallel of Purim is Megillah Sester. Why? Because Purim, like we're explaining, is a Nes Nister. It's the Nes of Teva. And that's taka why it lives forever, because we taka come to the Richtig Hakara through that. When you want to say Hal on a Nes Nigla, you say Hal on a Nes Nigla, but say it's Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When you want to say halal on a nes nister, the expression of a halal on a nes nister is to say the story from the beginning to the end with all the knaches, and to realize how everything that looked like teva and the seder of events really is nes. So that's the halal. The expression of the halal of Purim is not to say the Megillah. This is not like the Meiri. The Meiri says that chiddush that this taka you would say halal. So Rick to the Mishnah. Learning our Mishnah. So we said Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tesvav. The Mishnah goes on to explain that the MS, the Ikar Takana, is that the Prozim are Chayri via Dalet, and Mukafis Chayma, Miyamoyt Yeshua bin Nun, are Tesvav. That covers Yadalet and Tesvav. Where is the Chayach in Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel? Because Kfarim, little villages that on Boy Bayoyim, when it's Sheni Bechamishi, have to go. So they made a takana that they can push it back to the Yom HaKnisa. They can push it back to the previous Monday or Thursday. And the Gemara works out the cheshbon that, depending on which day Purim is Chal, can come out on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph is when it's on a Sunday, it gets pushed back all the way to the previous Thursday. More than that, you don't push back. Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKdemino. So we have Prozim, Mukafim, those are the Ikar two, Yud Dalet and Tesvav. And the Gemara Taka says those are Taka the Ikar too. But then there was a Takan of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Beis looks for a Makar though, even though it was a Takanas Chachamim for the Kfarim. But the Gemara looks for a Makar that it says in extra words Manehem or Kayomim. It's Marv another 2 days, and Yud Gimel doesn't need a Rebu. Yud Gimel's Man Kihilu LaKoyli. Yud Gimel is Man Kihilu LaKoyli, doesn't need a Rebu. Machlekes is showing what that means. Of Rakupanim with Marba Remes for Yud Aleph Yud Beis, but the reason of Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel is a Takanas Chacham. The Ramban at the beginning of Masechta Megillah says Teima. He says the lashon of the pasuk Maro Al Kocha Umahi Gia Aleihem SheOsu Agudos Agudos. What's the pshat that Klal Yisrael broke it up that we do separate days Yud Aleph and Tesvav? As I frek the Ramban Maro Al Kocha Umahi Gia Aleihem. The Ramban explains Barichus. He says the Bemes. It was a terrible sakana, the gzeir of Haman. But who was really in a sakana? The prozim. The prozim, he brings the psukim in Nehemiah, which is really that same time that we're doing right before the aliyah to the second base of English. That the people that were in the mukafim chayma weren't in such a sakana. They have the walls that are protecting them. The prozim were really in the sakana. And the prozim were the ones that celebrated. They were the ones that were mamish going to be besakana laharig lahashmin. The prozim. And the prozim the next year made a simcha gedoyla. A few years later, when Mordechai Ubeis Dinoi came to the Hakara, to Sugyan Daf Zayin, that they decided to take a Kavuni Ladoiris, to be Kaveyed as a Chag Ladoiris. There's a bit of Kisvuni Ladoiris, there's two Sugyas. There's a Sugya of Kisvuni Ladoiris. Kisvuni Ladoiris is a Sugya describing that Megillas Esther becomes a Chelik of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. And there's a Sugya of Kivuni Ladoiris, to be Kaveyed as a Yontif. When they were Kaveyed as a Yontif, they were Kaveyed for Gantz Klal Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in Daf Beis, what, maybe Mokop and Shinalein are all, V'lav Yisrael Ninu. They weren't the Yisrael. V'oid, another reason. Mehoi Divad Kush, L'mai Sachashverish, did have control of everything. But there was a connection because really the Prozim were in more of a Sakana. Really the Prozim were in more of a Sakana. So that's how the Ramban is Masbir, since the Mokop came out, so they stelled in the back as separate Takanas. There was a Takana of Prozim, and a Takana of Mokop. The Prozim started earlier, Tak. Now where did they get Mokop from? Be'emes Shushan really was the day that Tesvav. Because Gantz Klal Yisrael fought on Yud Gimel, and they already rested on Yud Dalet. Over in Shushan, they were loichem on Yud Dalet also, and they won't even noyach on Tesvav. And we want Mukaf and Chayma should also have the Chashivas. It shouldn't be that Eretz Yisrael should be less Chashiv than the Akoponim, the Mukaf is Chayma of Eretz Yisrael should be less Chashiv than Shushan. The Melo, that's how they spell the Vekta Takon. As I said to Ramba, I once heard a different Hezber. Amalek is a few times in the Torah. And the emes is, it's kedai to know, the Gemara of Zayin, when it says, Kisvuni Ladoiris, that they were deciding that Megillas Esther should become a chelik of Chav Dalet Svarim. It should become a chelik of the Chav Dalet Svarim. And it became a chelik of the Chav Dalet Svarim. Derech Agav just, it says, in this week's Parsha, kechaloise ledaber itoy, as I be the chav dalet tachshitin on a kala. The chav dalet svarim are like the chav dalet tachshitin on a kala. It's a pasuk in Yeshai that describes the tachshitin. I once saw a pshat that the 24th tachshit that's mentioned is a mirror. The mirror is not a tachshit, it's maimed the other 23 tachshitin. Megillas Esther is at the end, is the 24th. Megillas Esther is maimed all the rest of them. The kimu v'kiblu. Megillas Esther is kimu v'kiblu. That's what makes an establishment on all the other ones. But Uncle Ponim, it made Megillas Esther into the Chav Dalet Sforim. So the Gemara says there's a makar for it. What was the makar? They based it on a pasuk. Because it says in the Torah, k'soiv zoi zikaron ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozna Yeshua. Write down in a sefer. So we darshan k'soiv zois. Mashakos of Khan uva Mishnah Torah. What it says here and also what it says in Dvarim. Because where's Amalek mentioned in the Torah twice? In Parshas Beshalach and in Parshas Kiseitze. Zikorain, Mashakos of Benevim, the story in Shmuel, with Shaul, with Agag. Vasefer is Marv and Megillah. They weren't sure though. First they had a tzad that it should be darshan. Ksoiv Zois, Mashakos of Beshalach. Zikorain, Mashakos of Mishnah Torah. And Vasefer would be going on Shmuel. And then they said no. It's Ksoiv Zois, goes on Beshalach and Mishnah Torah together. So there was a shayla if Esther goes into it. But Al Kapanim, it's really four times that we have in Tanakh, the Inyan of Amalek. In Beshalach is when, in the times of Yeshua, Moshe and Yeshua, that Amalek comes and starts up with us. Kiseite is repeating that story. In Shmuel is the story with Shaul, that he's supposed to kill everyone else. And he doesn't, he leaves over Agag. He killed everyone else, but he left over Agag. And Hagam Shmuel killed Agag the next morning. But Lemaisa Agag managed to be boiled al Shifchosi that night, and from there comes the Hemshech of Amalek. And then it's a Pella. Frekter Moshe Chavroini. That's all. It's Mamash a Pella. If Agag was born as Shifcha Knanis, the Vlad is Messiah is after the Shifcha, not after Agag. So the truth is there's really no Amalek anymore. If Amalek comes from Agag, he was the last one. The Yichus goes after the Shifcha, not after Agag. You have to Mamash go into the Sugis from Asar Yuchsin and work out if it's Taka Amalek. He wanted to be Machadish Taket is not. It's just a nature of Amalek, a Hemshech of Amalek. It's Nikras al Shmoi, but really, Agag was the last one. But that was the story by Shaul. And then the fourth time is Megillah Esther. Now, in these few days, we lay all of those in Yom. In Parshas Zohar, we laid Parshas Kiseitze. By the Haftorah, we laid Shmuel. Purim boy by Yoim, we're going to lay in Parshas Beshalach, and we're also going to lay in Megillas Esther. That's talking the four in Yonim of the four times that the Tanakh mentions the Megillas Esther. We lay in all of them now. What was the shaila if Megillas Esther should be on the Cheshbon? There's a machloikis rishonim. Is it ma'akiv for Melchemes Amalek? Is it ma'akiv to have a melech? In the times of Megillas Esther, they didn't have a melech. Times of Megillas Esther, there was no melech. So it wasn't so pashut. Could that also be considered a din of Melchemes Amalek? Shteg l'mais in the pasuk, Vatil bash Esther Malchus. The Gemara says she was mislabish with Ruach HaKodesh. But I once heard a pshat, there's a medrash that says, she put on big day shol ha-melech. Efshir, it's to be makayim this inyan. You need a melech for Melchemes Amalek. So she talked, Vatil bash Esther Malchus. But the Pashtus, state to the Lachar, you don't need a melech. And that was Lachar, the Shail of the Gemara. Was Megillas Esther, was in the times of Haman, also considered the Iker Tzura of Melchemes Amalek because you don't have a melech. It's a machloikis b'shoinim if melech is ma'akiv. The Pashtus, that's the Shail and the Minog in the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar, that we start with one pasuk earlier, of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Shmuel tells Shaul that he's going to be a melech, or do we start with the next pasuk right after that, Pakadati? It's Tully, is it Ma'akab to have a melech? Becholofen, getting back to Prozim and Mukofim, I once heard a pshat, the Melchemes Amalek of Yeshua was a defensive Melchama. Amalek started up with us. By Shmuel already, it was offensive. They went and Shmuel told them to go attack and go kill out all the Amalekim. Hu Adin, by Purim, it was really that they were going to kill us, and then Vinahapaychu. So that first day of Melchama Yud Gimel was Pashat Asher Yishal Tu B'Sineim. They were going to come attack us. We had the right to fight back. That was a tikkun for the defensive Melchama Samolik of Yeshua. The extra day of Shushan Purim, which the Mukafas Anoyik, is the offensive. Is the Mulchamas Amalek that was by Shmuel. That's the two different Inyonim. And Likdotiv Kainandem, it's an under Mulchamas Amalek that's going on in the two different days. Yeah. Now to the Etzem Lomdus of the Sugya, it's a great Sugya, the Sugya of Mukafin. There's a big Machlokes Ramban and Tosfos in the Sugya. The Mishnah says, Ezehi, and of Hey, Ezehi Ir Gedoyla, Kol Sheyesh Ba'asara Batlonim. An Ir Gedoyla needs to have 10 Batlonim. Pachas Mikan, Harezeh Kfar. And then a Kfar goes back and lanes on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, on the Yom HaKnisa. An Ir Gedoyla has Asara Batlonim. Zog Tosfos, only a Prozi needs Asara Batlonim. But the Din of Mukif, a walled around city, does not need Asara Batlonim. A Mukif, even if it doesn't have Asara Batlonim, has a Din Mukif, and it lanes on Tesvav. There's no Din that a Mukif goes back and lanes on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. This Cheshmah that a Ir Gadol is Asara Batlonim, and Pachas Mikan is a Kfar, is only by Prozim. By Mukif, there's no Tanai of Asara Batlonim. And as I pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Reish Peches, that you do not need Asara Batlonim. Any wall surrounded city does not need Asara Batlonim. We pass like Tosfos. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Meiri, Acholik, they say, no, a Mukif also needs Asara Batlonim. A Mukif also needs Asara Batlonim. Halacha L'maisa, we pass it doesn't. But Be'emes, there's a Grois in Afkamino L'dina. Before Tofshin Chav Zayin, there was no Asara Batlonim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim obviously means the Mukif Choyim, the old city, the Altishtot of Yerushalayim. Nowadays, over here, and even maybe in Harnof, like most Poiskim, it's Somach V'nireh to a Mukif. But the Mukif is Yerushalayim, is the Altishtot. Between Tofshin Ches and Tofshin Chav Zayin, Sinish Given Kin Yidden in Yerushalayim. So there was no Asara Batlonim, it's Kin Batlonim. There was no one there. But did the Yidden that live in Meisharim and in the surrounding areas, did they lay on Tesvav? It's Samach Venere to a Mukif. And over there was Asara Batlonim in Meisharim. Oh, but there's no Batlonim in the Mukif. What's the longness of Samach Venere? Now again, according to Tosfos, it's not Negeya. Because according to Tosfos, you don't need Asara Batlonim in a Mukif. But according to the Ramban and the Rishonim that hold that a Mukif also needs Asara Batlonim, what do you do now? Is the longness of Samach Venere that the Samach Venere also is part of the Mukif? And the Asara Batlonim could be in the Samach Venere part? Or no? First you have to have an established Mukif. And in the Mukif itself you have to have the Asara Batlonim. And then, and only then, do you say, if you're Samach Venere to such a Mukif, you also get the Din of the Mukif. And the Afkamino will be that, whether according to the Ramban, would you lane on Tesvav in the Samach Venere to Yerushalayim, when it's not a Mukif Bechlau, when there's no Batlonim de Bechlau. I had another Shaila also. Shushan. Shushan is a Koiri on Tesvav. Shushan has the Tanai of Asara Batlonim. The Tanai of Asara Batlonim is by Sharmu. Over Shushan, the Iker Takana was, V'noyach Me'ayveim was on Yidal, and the Iker Takana of Shushan and Tesvav. Shushan also was going to require Asara Batlonim to give it a Din of Mukif. If not, it's not going to have a Din of Mukif. Tosfos brings a raya to his shita that Mukif doesn't need Asara Batlon. You have to hold the cheshbon. The Gemara says, Krach shi yoshav ulu besoif hukaf nidin kekvar. A city that first was established, they built all the houses, and then they made it the wall, that's not called a Mukif. That's a kfar. A Mukif is only first they built the wall, and then they made the houses inside. But the lesson of the Gemara is, a krach shi yoshav ulu besoif hukaf nidin kekvar. It has the din of a kfar. What does it mean it has the din of a kfar? Let it be an Ir Gadol. Teretz says it means we're talking over here that there was no Asara Batlonim. Krach sheyoshev lebesoif hukaf nidin kikfar, it means there was no Asara Batlonim. And nevertheless, what does it say? Only because it was yoshev lebesoif hukaf, that's why it's nidin kikfar. Mashma, without that, even though there's no Asara Batlonim, if it was hukaf lebesoif yoshev, it's a mukaf. And a mukaf doesn't need Asara Batlonim. What would the Ramban answer to this kasha? Is the Ran Ret of them? The Tori Eben also talks about it. The Tori Eben wants to say a Teretz. He says, no. Maybe Avada, a Mukif also goes back to to Yom HaKnisa, to Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. But the Nafkamina would be Legabi going back to Yud Aleph. When Purim comes out on Sunday, we go back all the way to Yud Aleph, to the previous Thursday. A mukif that doesn't have Asara Batlonim wouldn't be able to do that. We have a klal, Yoyma Knisa l'Yoyma Knisa loy dachina. You can't push back from one Yoyma Knisa to another Yoyma Knisa. So when Purim comes out on a Sunday, Taka Prozi that was supposed to land on Sunday could push it back to Thursday. But a mukif, even if it doesn't have Asara Batlonim, that was supposed to be on Monday, cannot push it back all the way to the previous Thursday. Even though it's Yud Aleph, it's not pushing it back to Yud, it's pushing it to Yud Aleph. But there's a klal of Yom Knisa, Yom Knisa Loi Dachim. So actually that's what the Gemara means, that if it's Yoshev L'Vesayf Hukif Nidin Kikvar, as opposed to if it would have been Hukif L'Vesayf Yoshev, it wouldn't be able to go back in the case when Purim comes down on Sunday. That's what he wants to say. So Rav Yevon has another Shiloh. Klapi the Machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. From a Gemara in Tainus, Benz. Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Tainus brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, the Mishnah in Megillah, that hey, afal pisha omru makdimin v'loy ma'achrin, even though we say you always push Purim forward, you don't push it, delay it, right? V'loy yavra, you never push it further than Tesvav. Mutarim behesbid v'tainis. It's mutter and hesbid v'tainis. If you push, when you push Purim earlier, it's mutter and hesbid v'tainis. That's the notion of the Mishnah. Fret the Gemara. How is the Chayach a case that it's mutter behesbid v'tainis? The Gemara gives a few options. Listen to the Chesh ben Asugya. This is the Gemara in Tainz. Zok the Gemara, if you'll tell me it was a Ben Tesvav that lands on your Dalid, so it's Mutter Behesped V'Tainz, Chas V'Shalom. It says, we darsh in a Pasik, Yomim Shel Zeke Shel Zeh, that Tzai Yud Dalid and Tzai Tesvav are both Osir. Yomim Shel Zeke, Yomim Shel Zeh. El Mayit was a Ben Yud Dalid that was landing on Yud Beis. Frek the Gemara, Yud Beis happens to be his Osir anyways. It's Yomim Nikonar. And in the Megillah's Tainus, there were other days, and one of them was Yom Nikonar. Yud Beis the other was Yom Nikonar, and you're not allowed to fast and have a spade on Yud Beis because it's Yom Nikonar. Elamite was, it was a Ben Yud Dalet landing on, no, I'm sorry, first it was Ben Yud Dalet landing on Yud Gimel, it's Yom Nikonar. A Ben Yud Dalet that's landing on Yud Beis, it's Yom Turinus, a different day of Megillah's Tainus. Elamite, a Ben Yud Dalet that's landing on Yud Aleph, against the Shaklavatari in the Gemara to find a case that a guy pushed it back. Why does the Gemara, Bedikta Grav, say, first it says, a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yud Dalet. That's fine. But then it goes, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Gimel, or a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Beis. Why are you stressing a Ben Yud Dalet? Like the Ramban, a Mukif also, if it's a small Mukif that doesn't have a Sarah Batlonim, pushes back to the Yom HaKnisa. So why does the Gemara drink Ois Dafka, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Gimel, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Beis, a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yud Gimel? So grab the Yud Aleph would not be shy. A Ben Tesvav could never get to Yud Aleph. Good. Aber Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Why did the Gemara say Yud Aleph? He wants to say it's a Raya Tosis, that a Mukif never goes back. A Mukif never goes back. Afterwards he wants to say a Chesh, but maybe not. He says that when a Mukif pushes back to Yud Gimel like the Ramban, forget about the fact that it's Yom Nikana. You can't fast because it's the day before Yud Dalet. And there's a din, the day before Parmosa you can't. But that depends. For a Ben Yud Dalet, it's the Iker day. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Tzara Chizik. So you wouldn't have to be Geyser on Yud Gimel Osa. But for a Ben Tesvav, where Yud Dalet is only the Rabbanon, and it's Tzara Chizik, you would have to ask Yud Gimel anyways, even without Yom Nikonar. Als Yom Lufnei Yud Dalet. Azoy Machter Rechezben. Now there's one last prat from this sugya. In the original stage of the Gemara wanted to say it was a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yud Dalet. How did you understand? What does it mean, a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yud Dalet? Pasha, it means that Tesvav was Chal on Shabbos. Purim Mishulash. That Tesvav is on Shabbos. So even the Tesvav is laying on Yud Dalet. Rashi says, it's a plea to Rashi. Rashi says, what's an example? It's Mamash Negev for the Oilim. Rashi says, a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yud Dalet, what's the case? It means a Yerushalmi that went to Bnei Brak on Yud Dalet. And we pass in Pruz Ben Yoyma, Yizkori Pruz. That's a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yud Dalet. Frek Turi Evan, Shangazari. That's not a Ben Tesvav that's landing on Yud Dalet. If you're going to Bnei Brak, and you'll make there in time, for whatever all the sheet is before Shkia, before Elias, you make it back, you thought you were going to, whatever the Gedorim are, that you made it back and you became a Pruz Ben Yoyma. So you're not a Ben Tesvav, you're Taka Ben Yud Dalet. I don't care where you live the whole year. By Purim it's called Pros Ben Yoimikari Pros, Mukav Ben Yoimikari Mukav. It's a plea of the Karashi. State the grace along this. Rashi says that a Ben Tes Vov that goes to Bnei Brak on Yudalit is categorized as a Ben Tes Vov Shehalach Li Yudalit. He's not a Ben Tes Vov Shehalach Li Yudalit. He's a Ben Yudalit Taka. He'll come back in time. He's a double. He did both. But he's not a Ben Tes Vov that's Karev Yudalit. Lachar a Ben Tes Vov that's Karev Yudalit means Purim Shulish. Or like the Ramban, a small mukif that Taka didn't have Asar Batlonim, that they went back to the Yom HaKenisa on Yudalit. Say the things like that. But not a Prisman Yom HaKenisa. A Shver Rashi, state the alumnus that is Be'etzel and Musik of a Ben Tes Vov. You have to know what to say. Do we have any Meirich about this Rashi? Now the din of mukif, they wanted to give Chashivas to the Mukafim. Be'emes, Mukafim Choyma have other Chashivas in. Yerushalayim is a mukif chayma. It has a chashivas b'negei other halachas, b'negei achilas korban pesach, b'negei achilas meister sheni. It has chashivas. Now there's a sugya in Pesachim, if the kedusha of Yerushalayim is also noyig in gagin valis. Is the kedusha of Yerushalayim noyig in gagin valis? The Gemara has a tzad that maybe only on the first floor does it have kedushas Yerushalayim. Gagin valis doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim. Klet the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis. It's about the inyanim of Mukav Choyma. Not in the Hilchos Megillah. The inyanim of Mukav Choyma. The Minchas Chinuch declares, maybe by Purim also, you need a Mukav Choyma. Maybe Gagin Valis doesn't have a din of Mukav Choyma. Maybe the Chashivas of Mukav Choyma, not in Yerushalayim, in Akko, in Tveri, any Mukav Choyma, it only has the Chashivas of Mukav Choyma if it's on the first floor. Maybe Gagin Valis doesn't have Mukav Choyma. As I declare the Minchas Chinuch, for one line, he declares, Yesh Lion and Megavi Megillah, what about Gagin Valis? Fretzich Apella. Mamash Apella. By Mukav Choyma, we say not only in the Etzim Mukav lanes, we say even in Meir Sha'arim, even in Harnof, as long as you're Samach V'nira, to a Samach V'nira of the Mukav Choyma, that's also enough. Nu, ich verstehe. The Menchus Chinuch Lachayr is clearing if you're allowed, if you're laying on Tesvav on the roof of Eish HaTayr. Maybe on the roof of Eish HaTayr you should lay on Yudalit, because it's Gagin Valis. The roof of Eish HaTayr is not worse than Samach V'nira, like Meish HaAron is Samach V'nira. How could he declare if Gagin Valias has a din of Mukif? What would it be negay if Gagin Valias has a din of Mukif? Even if it doesn't have the din of the Etzem Mukif, it has a din of Samach V'nira. It's Poshet as a plea that came in Cheschinach. What came in Enfren? Stop Par Machshavas. Hatzara Shavash of a Kulon, to try to answer this Kasha, is you have to come up with an Afkemino. Avada on the roof of Eish HaTayr, you're going to land on Tesvav. It's Samach V'nira. But there's a nafkemina if it's landing on Tesvav because it's Be'etzem HaMukif or because it's Samach V'nira. We need a nafkemina. That's what we need. Is one nafkemina I already have? Let's say you have a place that's far away from Yerushalayim. It doesn't see Yerushalayim, but it sees the roofs of Yerushalayim. It sees the Gagin. If Gagin is a din of Mukif, so Samach V'nira to the Gagin is also enough. But if the Gagin is Be'em, it's not Mukif. Only the first floor is Mukif, then you have to be Samach V'nira to the first floor. After that machshava. Another machshava I had, there's a din, what about a Suffolk mukif? Suffolk mukif. There's a shiloh, what's the din of Suffolk mukif? Suffolk mukif has to be machmir both days. What about a Samach V'nira to a Suffolk mukif? The oilam is noig in B'nai Brak. Most of the oilam is noig in B'nai Brak, only on Yudalit. And the emes is, B'nai Brak is a Samach V'nira to a Suffolk Mukif. Yafo is a Suffolk Mukif. And B'nai Brak is Samach V'nira to Yafo. Now in Yafo itself, Taka, it's a Suffolk Mukif. And you have to lane both days. Or with the Brik Yosef Paskin, that we don't say Samach V'nira to a Suffolk Mukif. I'm not sure why. Chazanish, much of them, what's Taka the Pshat Nak? There are certain Chazanish because they lane both. They lane in Tezvav and B'nai Brak also. Samach V'nira to a Suffolk Mukif. But we passing like the Birki Yosef, the Bir Alocha brings it, that you don't say Samach V'nira to a Suffolk Mukif. Akoponim, it's an Afkemina by Gagin Valias, Legabi a Suffolk Mukif. In Suffolk Mukif. This would be an Afkemina. There's a Shaila Bechlal in the Suffolk Mukif, though. What do you do about the other dinim? The Elaine. The Elaine on the Yedubish Leichmanis on both days, the Yedumatanis Lavyanim on both days. It's a ganze sugyatak. But Efshi could say another teretz to the Menchus Chinuch according to the Ramban. The Ramban Shita is, we said, that Asara Batlonim is Me'akev by Mukef Oso. And we already declared, what do they do in Yerushalayim before Tavshin Chav Zayin? Do the Batlonim have to be in the Etzim city? Or is it enough that the Batlonim are in the Samach Venera? The same thing will be over here. What if you have a city that there's no Asara Batlonim in the city itself? But there are Batlonim on the Gag and Valiyas. Does the Batlonim and the Gag, they're Batlonim, they're not coming down, they're Batlonim. Does the Batlonim on the Gag and Valiyas mitstarf to the Shir Asara Batlonim for the Din Mukif? That would have to be another Nafkamina. Yeah. Then you have the din of the prozen. So the ganze sugi, the sugi of the prozen. Sugi of the prozen. The prozen go back to Yeralfi Beis Gimel. First of all, when do the prozen do all the other mitzvahs hayoyim? They lay Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. They push it back. The marshal this year they would lay Megillah today. But when do, on Monday, when do they do Mishloach Manos? When do they do Matanis Labyoinim? When do they say Hallel? If you learn that Kriyasa is Zu Halila, Chabamol Gechlert, Beseder, but you have to say Hallel on Purim. Nu they will yait the Mikra Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. But maybe they should say Hallel on Purim? Like the Meiri says, if someone doesn't have a Megillah, he says Hallel. After in the Prozen, they should say Hallel on Purim. Chutz, they're not doing Megillah, they should say Hallel on Purim. What about all the different dinim? So the emes is, there's a toyes atfus in the Mishnah Brurah. The Mishnah Brurah brings down a shiloh. There's a halacha. If a person is going far away and he's not going to be in a place where there's a Megillah Bechlal, he's allowed to lay Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's like Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brurah there is clarifying, what do you do about Mishloach Manos and Matanis Lavyoinim in such a case? And he says, that about you do boy by yoin. Now in the old versions of Mishnah Brurah he says, Ha'hoylech b'shiyara, oy ha'pravim, oy sam shloach manis, metanis lav yoinim, boy by yoin. But in the new Mishnah Brurah they changed the gears to ha'hoylech b'shiyara, oy ha'hoylech b'svina. Meaning it's vaiter, a case of a guy that's going far away. It's on Yenidin, a guy that lanes from a shloach, does he do shloach manis, boy by yoin. But there's no Mishnah Brurah about prozen. Now I don't know what the din is, not that there's a different Mishnah Brurah. But in the new version they took out that gersa that it's not ha'hoylech b'shiyara the prozen, it's ha'hoylech b'shiyara ha'hoylech b'svina. But prozen mamlech ha'shmeh, we don't know what's the din by prozen when they lane, when they do the shar ha'mitzvahs. But fine, let's talk about Mikra Megillah even. The prozen come and lane Mikra Megillah. They come into the city, they lane Mikra Megillah. Where do they lane Mikra Megillah? So a lot of the Rishonim learn, they come into the city, they're schlepping Zachem to the city, and in the city they lane, someone in the city lanes for them, in the city. One of the B'nai Ha'ir lanes for them in the city, in the big city. Fretzach HaKasha, all the Rishayim asked that this is a Sugi Nivomis. The Gemara says, there's a Sugi of Loises Goydidu. Leisasu Agudais Agudais. So the Shaila is like this. Correct the Gemara, Tanan, Megillah Nikris B'Yadalaf Yudayz Yudgimel Yudalaf Tesvov. Ikri kan leisasu agudes agudos. It's agudes agudos. How could they lay in Megillah? So the Gemara says in the end, it's separate cities. Vishnei batei dina vishnei ayores, it's not a problem. The Mukafim is one city. The Prozim are a different city. Fregan al Rishonim, that's good for the Mukafim and for the Prozim. But what about the Kfarim? The Kfarim come into the Prozim and they lay in the city. So it's going to be a problem of agudes agudos. So Tosfos brings Vishem Reb Chaim Kohen. That Reb Chaim Kohen holds no, that the Kfarim lay in their villages. They don't lay. They don't lane in the big city. They take a lane in their villages. They lane in their villages. But Rashi first learned, they know that they lane in the big city. Now, if they're laning in the big city, it's a problem. It's like, Sasso Agudas Agudas. So there's a mahalak that for the kfarim, it's different. It's only a minog. It's only a minog. And Be'emet, it's meduyik. In the beginning of the sugya, when the Gemara asked, it's Agudas Agudas, Rashi said, Yidal if you're basing, give me Yidal Tesva, all the Mishver. But then the Gemara was machadis that there's no less is going to do on a minik. And then, if you look at Rashi again, he stresses the kashas from Yidalar and Tesvov. On the Kfarim, even though they're laying in the city, it's only minik ba'alma that's not going to be ishter. Other Rishonim say, once we see that in two batei din, the two ayores it's not a problem, more than by Megillah, we understand that it's separate takonis. It's not a problem. There's a famous Meshech Chochma. It says in the end of the Megillah, Divrei Shalom ve'emes. The Baal that's Divrei Shalom ve'emes, it's not a problem that it's coming out separate days. Fakert. Shalim v'emes. Nivrei shalim v'emes. And for Hamol Gitzrael Kleretak, everyone talks that Purim is Achdus, Achdus, Mishloich Monas Ishler Yeyu, right? According to the Monas Halevi, right? The Monas Halevi said that the Yesod of Mishloich Monas, the Mechaber of the L'chadoidi, Shlema Alkevitz, he says that the Yesod of Mishloich Monas is to make Ahava V'reis. The Chumash Hadeshan said it's to have food for the Suda. A lot of Nafkeminis, if that's the famous Chasam Soifan, it's Nafkeminis, if it's also to be Marba Reyes, or to bring food for the Suda. Over Akoponim, the Indian is Marba Reyes, Achtas on Purim. No, Dafkan Purim we do it separately. Dafkan Purim we go and make Yudalit, Tzvov, Azasa, Tazasa. And the Teretz is, yeah, Dafkan Purim, because there's Achtas. That's what we could afford. That's why Klai was able to take a Sura. Divrei Sholim Ve'am, Ve'nit Zayn Ken Agudes Agudes in them. Because of the Shpitz Achtas that there is on Purim. Because of the Shpitz Achtas that there is on Purim. That's Dafka why we're able to do it separately. And it won't be a problem of Agudis Agudis. But Akoponim, it's this Machloikis Mishoinim. Are the Kfarim, B'nai Kfarim, are they laning in the city or are they laning in their villages? Now, if they're laning in the big city, who's the Balkairi? Who's the Balkairi? So it's Vaiter Machloikis Mishoinim. Rashi says one of the B'nai Ha'ir is the Balkairi. And the other Mishoinim ask, how could one of the B'nai Ha'ir lane for them? Lamashal, it would be in this year, on a month, today, the little villages would come in to the big city. And one of the people from the big city would lay Megillah for them. L'chayr, he's not a Bar Chiyuva b'chlal. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. It's not his day. It's not Purim for him. For the Kfarim, it's Purim. How could one of the B'nai Ha'ir lay for them? Is the emesis, Rabbi Kiveger and the Mishnais, and the Turi Evin also, Megillah, they want to say that Avad or Rashi doesn't mean that one of the B'nai Ha'ir lay for them. It's one of the B'nai Ha'ir says it, and they repeat after him. Which I mamish never understood. What does it mean that they repeat after him? You have to link from a Megillah. Every person from this village, this clan of Derfel, has a Megillah. Unless that the Rabbi Kiveger means that the one of the B'nai Ha'ir says it, and one of the B'nai Kfar looks on with him in the Megillah. He doesn't have to read himself, but he looks on with him and says word for word after him, and then he's mighty all the rest of the B'nai Kfar. Which means in essence, at the end of the day, it's a Ben Kfar attack being mighty to Ben Kfar. But Rashi... No, he says word for word. No, he knows how to read. He had to read to him, and then he reads word for word. He's repeating after. Yeah. Oh, but Kipshut, the Rashi says that a Ben-Ir is laying for him. What's the beer that a Ben-Ir could lay for you? Is the emesis the other Rishonim that say no, that one of the B'nai Kfar. Again, we have Reb Chaim Kohen that says they lay in their villages. But even Anich, they're in the city, a lot of the Rishonim say they have to lay with one of the B'nai Kfar, lays for them, one of their own people. And they bring a ride from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Kfar. Stop, offer a Yerushalmi like them. Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Kfar. What's Rashi going to do? If we learn Rashi Kipshute, that a Ben Ir is being mighty them. So step one is that Rashi has a different gears in this Yerushalmi. Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Krach. And the truth is, even Tosis had that gears. When Tosis asked, he meant to say, the Yerushalmi says, Ben Ir ain't Yochel Haiti Ben Krach. A Ben Yudala can't be mighty a Ben Tezvav. Who adin a Ben Ir can't be mighty a Ben Kfar Zoktaisis? Maishna. And the Emes says, maybe you could say a chiluk. There's a Yesodist like a chiluk. A Ben Ir maybe can't be mighty a Ben Krach. Because a Ben Krach is a different chiv. There's Yudala and there's Tezvav. And those are Yesodist like a different chiluk. Those are the Iker two dinim. The Iker two days. A Ben Yudala with a Ben Tezvav. And a Ben Yudala can't be mighty a Ben Tezvav. But a kfar is not really a separate machayiv. He's really machayiv as a ben yudalim. There was a takana that he bowed. There was no choice. They have to schlep. The mayim wasn't. We made a sif cotton of the takana. They can lane early. But they're not a totally separate chayiv. They're a chalik of the ben yudalim dike chayiv. Memelo they have a shaykhis. Memelo they have a shaykhis. Rabbi Kiveger in Hilchas Shabbos in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he brings a raya that a person that wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos yet could make kiddush with someone that was already Mekabel Shabbos. Azoyvi ben Ir could be Moitzi ben Kfar. You have to know if it's a tushta. The way we're saying now, can't say it's not a tushta. Rabbi Kiveger understood that it's a shayla about if your chiv came yet. Yeah. I saw a different svara. The Aruch HaNer wants to say it. A different svara. That maybe there's a chilek if your chiyuv came yet, or you're already finished. L'mashal, Rabbi Kedarach, and I want to say a ben krach could lay for a ben ir. A ben krach could lay for a ben ir because the ben krach is still going to be mechuyev. Purim is for him tomorrow. It's still coming up. But the Ben Ir can't be mighty the Ben Krach, because the Ben Ir is finished already. Purim is not till next year. Once the Ben Ir is finished, for a Ben Ir to lane for a Ben Tezvav, that's already, oh, it's over. It's a done deal. It's a river the Purim. But the Ben Krach, to be mighty Ben Ir, maybe is leichter because of Erez Noch Alsa Bar Chiyuva for them. That would actually be another Svarah. Now, Bechlal, about a Ben Ir being mighty Ben Krach, we know the famous Chiddush of the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan wants to say that on a Purim Mishulish, a Ben Krach can't be mighty a Ben Ir, even though they're leaning on the same day. We're both leaning on Friday. But it's still a Chiluk. Because the Ben Krach is only Mechoyivan Adirabonim. Because really, Al Pi Divrei Kavol, he was supposed to lean on Shabbos. No, Gzeira Dirabah. And they made it Takon Adirabonim, he should lean on Friday. The Ben Ir is Mechoyiv Midivrei Kavol. If the Ben Ir is Mechoyiv Midivrei Kavol, you can't mix those two. The Rabbanan can't be mighty. They break a ball. The Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es Megillah Balayla VeLishnoisa BeYoyim." A person has to lay Megillah Balayla and repeat it a second time by day. Gemara says here on Daf Dalid that the Bnei Yeshiva thought that maybe Vilishnoisa means to learn Mishnais. Sober Mino, Lemikre Balayla, to lay the Megillah at night, Vilamisne Masnisin Didon Viyamama. Lishnoisa, to learn the Mishnais. Until they told him, no, it means Lishnoisa, a lesson of double, meaning lean it once a night and then double it again by day. But there was a Havnia that you're supposed to learn the Mishnais. Interesting, Gemara, that the Bnei Yeshiva thought that you lay Megillah by night, and we learn Mishnayis by Tov. What's the pshat? So the emes is the Rishash, the Turi Evan, it's a Pella. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Chof. The Mishnah says on Daf Chof, Eilu Dvorim that are kosher the whole day, Kol Ayoyim kosher the Mikra Megillah. How could you have a Havmini that on the day you only say Mishnayis, you learn Mishnayis? It's a Mishnah, Kol Ayoyim kosher the Mikra Megillah. It's a Pella. Far enough then, Torah. Maybe that's going, the Mishnah's going for a guy that didn't lane by night, he's supposed to lane by day. No. But there was a Havamina that we lay Megillah by night and we learn by day. What's the pshat in such a Havamina? I was clearing once their hair. Kibbul v'kibbul. By Purim was Kibbul v'kibbul. The say by Matan Torah was Kofalim Harkigigis. Something was discharged by Purim. Kibbul v'kibbul. Hodr kibbulua. Aleph Regen. Toises and Shabbos fracturing the Kasha. Kofalim Harkigigis. Toch given Nasa v'nishma. There was Nasa v'nishma. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that it was only Kofalei Marka Gigas that was Taka Nasa V'nishma? So Taisa's answer is Avada that was Nasa V'nishma. But Hashem was scared that maybe because of the Eish HaGadoyla they got scared and they were going to back out because of the Eish HaGadoyla, and that's why they needed a Kofalei Marka Gigas. Frek the Welt. Loy listening, Loy Zeva Loy Zeva. Let there not be an Eish HaGadoyla and then there won't be a purpose for the Kofalei Marka Gigas. When the Teretz is on Eish Gaitis Nisht. Torah is a fire. Torah gave me the fire. Torah was game with the Eish HaGadoyla. That is the problem. When the Shema Yachzer Ben, you need a couple of Marka Gigas. For none of them are Sachtruz. But if you do it at the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, a famous Medrash Tanchuma, that the Nasa V'Nishma was on Torah Shebiksav. But on Torah Shebal Peh was couple of Marka Gigas. And on Purim was Nischadish, the Hodor Kibluah on Torah Shebal Peh. And Efshi could be Mazbri, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, Mitzias Mitzrayim was Mi'avdus L'Cheiris. By Purim was Mimisa L'chaim. Torah Shebal Peh is Ena Torah Miskayim Ela Misha Meimis Atzmela. Torah Shebal Ksav, that beginning of Ena Torah Miskayim Ela Misha Meimis Atzmela is in Torah Shebal Peh. Nisim Torah Shebal Ksav. Kenzayim. Koponim, until Ohat Solomei Avdus L'chairis is Mechaib you a Shibut of Torah Shebal Ksav. But it's not Mechaib you yet a Shpit Mechaib of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Koruch Boy Meimis Atzmela. Only Ohat Solomei Mimisa L'chaim is Mechayev you on Torah Shebal Peh. By Bazoi Kenzayin, that was the Havamina. Everyone knows that the Iker of Purim is the day. Taisa says here, even though it's Chayev by Yulayla, and then again by day, the Iker Kri is the day. We make another Shechayonu by day. The Sudas Purim, you're not no Yoytza by night, only by day. Avad, it's a Sudas Purim. State Sudas Purim, Sheosa, Balayla, Layotza Dechavos. It's a Sudas Purim. A Sudas Purim, Sheosa, Balayla, Layotza Dechavos. So the Iker is by day. And here there was the Havamina, but you don't like Megillah by day. Avad, you learn Mishnayis. You learn Torah Shebal Peh. This will be the key. That the Torah Shebiksav
is by night. It was a Havamina. And you have the Torah Shebal Peh by day. Now, Vadis is not a Havamina. So don't stay there till 12:30. You have Torah Shebal Peh. You have Taka the Torah Shebal Peh. A few more Zachen. Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. The Gemara starts off really Mevatlan Avoid LeMikra Megillah. Because it says Mishpacha U Mishpacha. So Elu Mishpachas Kahuna Leviyah Mevatlan Avoid LeMikra Megillah. So the Gemara Mevatlan Avoid, who are they Mevatlan Talmud Torah? Kolshkin. In fact, the Gemara Faker, Talmud Torah is Mochashiv. So the Gemara Chilik, Talmud Torah the Rabbin, Talmud Torah the Yachid. Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. So we already said there's the Remes from the Balaturim. The Balaturim says a Shena Remes. It says three times in the Torah, it says Vinishma three times. Nase Vinishma, by Kabbalah HaTorah. By Avoida, by Big Day Kahuna. Vinishma Koyle Bevoya La Koydish. And it says in Megillah Esther, Vinishma Piskam HaMelech Ki Rabbi. Vinishma Piskam HaMelech, the Vinishma of Megillah Esther, is more than the Nase Vinishma of Torah, and then the Vinishma Koyle Bevoya La Koydish of the Big Day Kahuna of Avoida. Ki Rabbi, it's more. And it's the memory of Rabbah in Megillah. Rabbah is the one that says, Taka, that it's Mevatlan Talmud Torah and Avoid LeMikra Megillah. Though the Mefarshim have a Shiloh, what does it mean Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah? Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah alone is Talmud Torah. Mikra Megillah is also Nimud HaTorah. When are you being Mevatlan? Actually, when you go into the Megillah, can we learn enough in Veg? It's under a say, Bittel Torah Be'echus. Bittel Torah Be'echus. We can revoke it then, clear enough, Ashver Rambam, and as I learn the Megillah. Another terrace I saw that people don't know what it means, Achash Teron and Bnei HaRamochim. So for those 3 seconds, Aran Yechat, a bit of Torah. The Rishash Afanort says a Chiddush, and I don't understand, he says a Chiddush Ladinam. The Rishash is Machadish, that the Chiddush is even if the Rebbe wants to say a Shir, and everyone else heard Megillah, and he didn't, you'll Mevatel Talmud Torah the Rabbim even, for Mikra Megillah. The Pell is the Gemara is not Mashma like that. The Gemara said that the whole Makar from Mevatlan Talmud Torah is from a Kavachayim from Avoida, and the Gemara said that's only on Talmud Torah the Yachid. Talmud Torah the Rabbim is more Chashav than Avoida. The Gemara learns from Yeshua that Atabasi, that he was punished for the Bittul Torah, not for the Bittul Avoida, because Talmud Torah the Rabbim is more Chashav. The Rosh Hashanah says that as a Chiddush Ladina. State V'nahapaychu. Haman made a geirel. He pulled poor. And al pi the cheshbonus of the geirel, it wasn't stam. Taka, there was grois and yonim in them that it was able to be switched. Grois and yonim that he had, al pi the teva, al pi the kechovim, umazolis, that it was supposed to be taka churban and klal Yisrael. Eret kemat cheshbonus. The Eibishter ben ahapechu, the Eibishter was mahapech the mazolis. It was taka. Everyone says, we talked about it before, that Purim is only a nistar, kipshutoi, in the sishtausos advarim. A couple of things in Teva happened that worked out together, and we see the nes. There was something going up also in Himmel, the kechashboinus. There was a v'nahapaychu, as I state in the going, that there was a mapecha in the kechavim and the mazolis also. It wasn't just, something was going up in Shemayim also. There was a mahapecha in Haman's geirul. And Rabbi Yonasan Ivich says, he says that what happened was Mordechai was ma'abra the shana. Mordechai was ma'abra the shana. He made it into an Adar base. He said, what's the pshat? Because we know, Be'emes, this Adar is the only month that's two Adars. What's the pshat? Adar is double. No other month is double. So there's one pshat, I'll pee the tour, there's every month, we know the three Moyadim, the three Regolim, Makaneged, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the 12 Chadashim, is up the tour, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Makaneged, the Shvatim. There's different sheet is how it works, but there's a sheet that Adar is Yosef. Yosef is Nepach, Ephraim, and Menashe. That's why it's double. And it means, Nechtim. Why is Adar double? Mishenichnas Adar marvin b'simcha. If I begin to yidden, if it's a topel of chodesh, it's a zayin and hakin chodesh Adar. It's a zayin and chodesh Adar. It makes a long as man. Gevaldik is ach. Aber, there's a pshat that mazal Adar dogim. Mazal Adar dogim. Dogim is lashon rabim. That's the pshat, because it's 2 months. None of the other mazalos are rabim. Moiznayim is rabim, because a moiznayim is rabim. That's what a moiznayim is. And ta'imim also, that's what ta'imim is. But it could have been mazal adar dog. It's mazal adar dogim because it's two adars. But Rabbi Yonasan Ivich is right. There's makaris to them. We're showing him already also that adar beis doesn't have a mazal. That's a mazal adar dogim is only the first adar. Adar beis doesn't have a mazal. And what happened was this was the v'nahapichu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mahabah, was ma'abah the year, and he made it a second adar. In a second adar, there's no mazal. That's what hakitshepet haman's cheshbonis. The mapecha was mazel that the attack ain mazel Yisrael, because other base honish can mazel. And that's also the Chizkuni writes by the Mechama of Amalek, the first Mechama we spoke about, Yeshua. First of all, Yeshua was born in Adar Beis. And also it says, Bechar lonu anoshim, to be loichim with Achamas Amalek. Bechar lonu anoshim, was anoshim that were born in Adar Beis. Anoshim that were born in Adar Beis. Actually, just for us, another very important Indian in Purim is the Indian of Tefillah. Kala poishet yad noisnim loy. Gate of Tefillah. Kala poishet yad noisnim loy. It's a gaval that you're talking about after Rein Chappen. As Enef our pastors, as Mamash a gaval, to Chappen Rein, it's the Koyach of Tefillah. And the Emes, that's really what happened. There was 3 Yomim of Tefillah in Nisan, Yidalet Tezvav Tezayin, and that 3 days of Tefillah was what saved that soul. That soul of Purim, good, we said now that it was an Eis Niglet, an Eis Shaloike Derech Atev, in the Mazolis, but we, we Koyach the Tefillah. And there's a Mordechai Yediyah, in the Targum Sheni, it says that Mordechai, by the original Mishnah of Shushan, which is the original Chet, which is called, it says Mordechai was davening, fasting and davening during the Suda. It's not a theory that he was the Star of Mashkin. Kenzan, he was the Star of Mashkin. He was also davening. Not a theory that two Mekoyers and Chazal. But it was the Koyach HaTfil of Mordechai ready from the beginning. And who was in the Koyach HaTfil of those 3 days? Hagam, I was never Mavar this Indian. It says Achashverosh was 127 Medinas, and I never understood Lechoyra. The Bnei Sepurim happened 11 months before it happened, right? They davened, and then 11 months later, which was Haman's plan, so that day, they were going to kill us, on Yud Gimel, we killed them instead. Most of the people didn't get the message. You have to chap what's going on. Most of Klal Yisrael, Mestama got the first Igaris in Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. 3 days later, and they davened, very stark, and 3 days later, they got the second Igaris that says about the Mapecha. So everywhere in Klal Yisrael had the Shloishas Yimei HaTfilah. But not for everyone was it Yudalat Ezvav Tezayin. Kol Mokim Mokim Basher Usham. When the first Igros got there, and then when the second Igros got there, I was never aware how that works. Over Kadosh Baruch Hu was Lamaylam in Azman, and it was the Koyach of the Tefilas of the Shloishes Yemei Tefilah. There's a minute taka that Shulchan Aruch makes the fast for 3 days, and the Yemei Tefilah of Mordechai. Purim is also Yom Kippurim. We'll end with this. Oh, wow. Purim Yom Kippurim. Avada, we said already that Achdus. Why is Purim Yom Kippurim? Because of the Achdus. When there's the Shvitz Achdus of the Mishloach Monos, and a Kabbalah Satorim Ava, Avada also makes Achdus, you don't even need, it's more than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Achi Yirates Chavera. On Purim, it's not even, it's a people on the Achi Yirates Chavera. Mamish and Achdus. There's another pshat from the Gro. What's the Indian of? There's a pshat, Yovi HaMelech V'Homon. HaMelech is Hamelach Bahaman is the Sor of Hashem, Sor of Azazel. But there's a pshat from the Gro that the Emes, there are 18 days that we say that we have Halal v'Simcha. There are 18 Yimei Halal v'Simcha. The Sheva Yimei Sukkis, Sheva Yimei Pesach, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. 8 of them are missing Halal. 6 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur don't have Halal. Shtotzeh, you have Halal on Chanukah. Chanukah is not Simcha, like the Rambam it is, but like the Gemara. Chanukah is not Simcha, but Chanukah you have Halal. What makes up for the Simcha? You have Simcha on the 6 days of Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur you don't have that either. Yom Kippur is Kulei Lashem. The Simcha, the makeup day is Purim. Purim doesn't have Halal or Kriyas as well, we spoke. But that's the Purim. That's why Purim is Kulei Lashem. Purim is the Shutef with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Kulei Lashem of the system of the 18 of Yud Ches Yomim. Purim is the Kulei Lashem. And it's Mashlamit. But Purim is, we've already said, Purim is Kabbalah Satayra. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara says in Yuma that the Satan is not Shoilet. Right? The Satan is only Shoilet. Shin Samach Dalet Yomim. HaSatan. HaSatan is Gematria Shin Samach Dalet. That's there are 364 days that he shoylet. Amod Nezach. It should say Sotan. So the Pshat is the HaSotan, those are the 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Also, it's a little bit of Bechin of Yom Kippur. Those few days. And Shavuos also, there's a Zoyar, that on Shavuos there's no Sotan. Purim is both. Purim is the Kabbalah Satorah from Shavuos. It has Yom Kippur. Kulu Isnu Bey. So Yedem in the Zoychazayin, Oisnutzen, the tag was coming. Richtig Eufen.